Here's the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. The Bears coaches got their first taste of Soldier Field Wednesday. Although a lot of them have played and coached there, this was the first time they stepped out onto the field as a team.
My heart was beating. I mean, it's exciting. It's one of the great organizations in football, and to have another opportunity to work here, it really brings back a ton of good memories and also gets your juices going and gets you fired up to get back to work here.
Just to walk in this facility and walk around the Gale Sayers and the Walter Paytons and the Brian Urlachers and the history of this program and all the way obviously back to Mr. Halas himself and starting really what we play in the NFL, but to just be here, that kind of sets your mind of, okay, what am I going to do today with what I've been blessed with? And I'm looking forward to getting on the field with these guys so we can start really just honing in on that craft.
The coaches and scouts are coming off a busy week after re-signing cornerback Kyle Fuller to a four-year deal. The Bears secondary gave up only one 100-yard game last season to a receiver, and that was to Antonio Brown. They'll keep that strength intact after also re-signing fellow cornerback Prince Amukamara last week. In other free agency moves Thursday, the Bears re-signed inside linebacker John Temu. Stay up to date on all of your team news on the Bears official mobile app.